Never Happier by Sperry Wink. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. Jensen's arm hurts, but he just bites hard on the teething ring and says nothing as they head to the dock. He drops it on a table when he gets to the lower cabin of their boat. After Cougar had patched Jensen up from Aisha shooting him, the group split up to wait for dawn and their attack on the port of L.A. Cougar had shadowed Jensen closely along with Pooch, while Roke and Clay peeled off to go over the plans again. When Jensen turns around in the cabin, he finds that Cougar has gone so far as to follow him. Jensen had planned to finally get some much-needed rest, so he hopes whatever Cougar wants isn't serious. He sees Pooch over Cougar's shoulder, who is holding up his hands and backing away rapidly. He's obviously not going to get involved in weird cougar things. Tired and drooping, Jensen gathers the steam to ask, "Cougs?" Cougar is frowning at him, looking at him with concern and scrutiny, and Jensen squirms under his gaze. Cougar pulls a bottle of painkillers out of his pocket and shakes out too. He holds out the pills and a small bottle of water to Jensen and says, "Take them." Jensen takes the water but shakes his head at the pills. "I'm good, Cougs." Frowning harder, Cougar just picks up his hand, turns it over, and drops the pills into his palm. Sighing heavily, Jensen takes the pills and washes them down. It's just ibuprofen, and he'll never admit it, but he misses the teething ring to bite on because his arm does still throb. The next thing Jensen knows, Cougar is leading him to the bed, and then his hands are on Jensen's fly. Jensen grabs them and says, "Whoa!" Frowning harder at him, not struggling, Cougar just replies, "You need to sleep." "I can take off my own pants." Cougar gives him a look but removes his hands slowly and crosses his arms, staring Jensen down. Jensen continues, "I can do it without an audience, too. Jesus, what's wrong with you?" Leaning close to Jensen with intensity, Cougar bites out, "She shot you." "Sheesh, okay, I get it. Don't let Aisha shoot me again. I am totally down with this plan." Sighing dramatically, Jensen unzips his fly and lets his pants pool down to the floor and steps out of them. Figuring he's fine in his boxers and t-shirt, he climbs into bed, humming at the soft feel of the sheets. "Happy now?" But Cougar isn't paying any attention to him. He's removing his weapons and taking off his own pants and shirt. Jensen wants to make some kind of remark, but a squeak is all that comes out as Cougar undresses in front of him. Cougar's down to his boxer briefs, and Jensen has no idea what is going on until Cougar is sliding into the bed next to him. Unoriginally, he says, "Whoa!" again. Cougar snuggles into his side, being careful of his arm, and his hand rests on Jensen's chest over his heart. He says, "Go to sleep." Blinking away his shock, Jensen waits to see what Cougar does next, but Cougar just rests his head on the pillow next to Jensen's and closes his eyes. Jensen considers making a snarky comment, but it feels too nice having Cougar there. He doesn't want to chase him off. He closes his eyes, and the tension seeps out of his frame. Even with the way his arm throbs, he's tired enough to fall asleep pretty easily. When Jensen wakes up, he's lying on his good side, and Cougar is snuggled against his back. He can feel Cougar's erection against his ass, and he's surprised to feel his own arousal crackling under his skin, even with his arm feeling like it is on fire. Both throb along with his heartbeat. He shifts restlessly, and Cougar's arm tightens around his waist. He isn't sure if Cougar is asleep or not until Cougar asks in a rough voice, "How's your arm?" Cougar doesn't seem embarrassed about his erection since he pulls on Jensen's shoulder to roll him onto his back, and just cozies up to Jensen's hip now instead of his ass. On the other hand, Jensen is totally embarrassed about his erection, tenting the sheets, and he can feel a blush rising over his cheeks. Cougar doesn't seem to notice either the erection or the blush. His focus is on Jensen's arm. He gently maneuvers Jensen's arm to get a closer look under the bandage. Jensen squirms as Cougar's erection is pressed hard and hot against his side. Cougar says, "Looks good. No infection. But a little inflamed still." Jensen mumbles, "Uh-huh." His mind occupied, willing his erection down, which isn't working at all. Looking over into his face, Cougar smirks. Jensen makes a face back, and as he tries to think of something to say, Cougar settles back onto one elbow, and his other hand slowly slides from Jensen's arm down his chest. Jensen can feel his eyes getting wider as he guesses where Cougar's hand is heading, but holds his breath until Cougar's hand is cupping his erection through his boxers. Then his breath whooshes out on a moan, and Cougar's smile widens. Cougar slowly leans down as if to kiss Jensen, and Jensen panics. He puts a hand on Cougar's chest and blurts out, "Is this because we might die? Not that I mind, you're totally on my list of hottest people ever, but..." Cougar's smile softens, and his fondness for Jensen seems to shine through even in Jensen's panic. He says, "No, it's because we might live." Stunned, all Jensen can say is, "Oh." Maybe it's more than fondness. The full impact of that hits Jensen's brain, and then Jensen is beaming at Cougar and roughly pulling him into the kiss he stopped, except this pulls Cougar against his arm and Jensen hisses in pain. Cougar rears back and says, "Careful." He then slowly climbs over Jensen's arm until he's crouched over Jensen, but doesn't lower down until after he has moved Jensen's arm out of the way. Jensen feels his own tenderness overwhelm him until their cocks rub together, and then desire overrides everything. He moans again. Smiling at him, Cougar kisses Jensen wetly, and then they are thrusting against each other. It is dry and awkward, with Jensen's arm and their underwear, but it is perfect at the same time because it is them. Jensen comes much too soon, but since Cougar is mere seconds after him, he doesn't mind. In fact, Jensen has never been happier, even with what awaits them. With something to live for, he finally has a good feeling about this mission. The end.